Christians around the world will attend church tomorrow on Easter Sunday. In Colombia, some will gather 600 feet underground in a former salt mine. Colombia's Salt Cathedral is both an architectural wonder and a popular house of worship. Here's reporter John Otis.
To enter the Salt Cathedral, we walk through a tunnel once used by hundreds of miners. Dank and spooky, it seems to be taking us into the bowels of the earth. But soon, Roman Catholic icons come into view.
Okay, visitors, so welcome to the Salt Mine. Welcome to the Salt Cathedral.
Tour guide Andres Ortiz leads us past sculptures of angels and the Stations of the Cross that are carved into the rock salt walls.
This is all carved by hand. It takes 5 years to build all the Stations of the Cross.
Deeper down, the temple opens up to reveal three naves, a basilica dome, and a floor-to-ceiling cross illuminated with purple lights. There are also rows of pews that are now filling up for Mass. For all of its splendor, the Salt Cathedral had modest beginnings. It's located in Zipaquirá, an Andean mining town near the capital city of Bogotá. Before their shifts, workers would visit a small chapel built inside the salt mine to pray for protection from accidents. After removing tons of salt, they left behind a network of tunnels and caverns.
Cierre y abandono. Cierre y hasta luego. No, nosotros no cerramos.
Mining engineer Jorge Castelblanco says most exhausted mines are simply abandoned and sealed up. But in this case, miners and Roman Catholic Church officials persuaded the Colombian government to convert all that empty space into a church in 1953. Structural problems forced its closure in 1990. That's when Castelblanco, 127 miners, plus a handful of sculptors, were brought in to build the current version of the cathedral. It's now located 200 feet below the original. Castelblanco said one of the biggest challenges was transferring the massive altar carved from rock salt from the old site to the new. It weighed 16 tons, Castelblanco says. To move it, we had to divide it into three pieces. The effort appears to have paid off. Many visitors, like Reagan Jeffries, a Dallas area school teacher, are amazed by what they see.
Just as far as the structure, I was just, how do you even make this? How do you bring the equipment down? And, I mean, he said there were only less than 150 miners involved. That's insane to me. I just found it to be incredibly impressive.
It's also breathed new life into the local economy. Salt mining here has dwindled, but now thousands of tourists and religious pilgrims flock here every day. And although it's not among the seven wonders of the world, Colombia's Congress has proclaimed the Salt Cathedral the first wonder of Colombia. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Zipaquirá, Colombia.